So it's such an honor to be here. Just kind of, you know, the sacrifices that Lena and Easy have made. Easy has been such a great strength to me personally as a father figure. I remember 2004, the first time I came, you know, I was doing ministry and I was working with Doug, and he said, if you're doing anything in Fort Bend County, you need to go and meet Easy and Lena. So I just like, okay, so I said, I got the information. It was a Wednesday night or Tuesday night prayer. I was sitting way in the back, you know. I just, you know, and then Alan was leading worship. And then the Holy Spirit said, you need to go up there and you know, declare this. And I said, nobody knows me here, you know. What are they going to say, you know? So I just got up. And I was saying something, Alan said he was going about to grab the microphone from me. He said, at that time, I said something and he stopped, I guess. I don't know. My eyes was closed. But that night, you know, when I went back and sat in the back, Easy came and put his hand on me. His, you know, huge hands, you know. It's like, you know, you put his hands on my shoulder and it was like this weight that I was carrying just fell, you know. It was such a peaceful thing because at that time, I was really believing for a revival, and I had a bunch of kids. We were all praying night and day, and I would be on my knees. I'd be on hours on my knees, and I was so exhausted. I was waiting, like, when is the revival coming? And that was 2004, you know. So, and then when that night, it was really like God was saying, no, many people have labored even before you ever got on the scene. People have been laboring, you know, but definitely God is going to bring that to pass. But it's going to be the generational, you know. So that's what I really enjoy and love about Easy and Lena, this generational blessing anointing. You can walk in off the street and receive this, you know, because the thing is people have labored for it, you know. And I remember that night when God was speaking to me, it's like, you know, Gideon, you think like, you know, you came in just, you know, a few years before and yeah, yes, you're praying night and day. I had these kids like, no, okay, are you fasting? You're fasting or no? You know? All right, so I'd make everybody fast and, you know, it's like, then I said, no, it's not in our hands. You know, it's going to happen, but it's going to come. The body of Christ needs, you know, really God put a burden for the body of Christ as a, you know, in a bigger sect. So I just want to thank God. I want to just honor the legacy of this house, you know, and we really build upon legacy. You know, that's what is so powerful. You know, what people have labored for, we don't have to labor for because they already did the job. We can walk in and you can take hold of that because somebody else did the work for us. Amen. So just understand that, you know, maybe you're not been connected for a long time here, but I'm going to tell you that you can receive everything that another generation that's not even here worked for it, but you can grab a hold of that. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, amen. Just, Father, we just pray your anointing flow in this place, oh God. I just humble myself before you. Thank you for your people, oh God. I just pray that you just bless this time in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So, you know, one of the things I want to share about a few things that the Lord gave me as I was praying for what to share. I remember, you know, when we went in 2006 with Easy and Alan, myself, and a couple others, and there was a team in India that joined us, and we went to different cities. And I remember this one place that we were ministering. We went late night to this place called Trichy, and we were that night. I was like by myself, and I was with another friend, another relative of mine, in this hotel room, and I was just sleeping. Suddenly, I see this dream. In this dream, there's this huge black statue. It's probably like, you know, 100 feet tall. I don't know how tall it is, but it's just like a humongous statue, and it's speaking to me. It's saying, I am the God of the city. You bow and worship me. And this is in my dream. And when I woke up, I was terrified. My whole body was wet. And I was like, wow, you know. So I went and changed my clothes. And I was like, I couldn't pray. I couldn't say anything. I was like, you know, wow. That was the first night. You know, the first day. We just came late night. That evening is the crusades, first night. And I was like shocked. And I was like, okay. So I got another room. I said, okay, let me just go to another room. So I called the hotel, said, can you give me another room? I went to the other room. I was there. I was trying to pray. I was trying to listen to worship. Nothing was working, you know. And I was like just struggling. And I was like, God, you know, we're spending a lot of money coming here, you know, preparation. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit gave me one word. He said, lift up my name. Lift up my name. Wow, when I heard that, you know, I said, okay, I felt like in a dark cloud. Just one lightning just kind of just struck me, like, you know. And I just got up and I said, okay, that's it. You know, I just got up and walked out, Easy and Alan. You know, I don't eat, like, till, like, crusade. Everything is over. I'm like, you know, And so they saw me. It's like, hey, you're here for breakfast. They're like, yes, you know. So I had, like, everybody surprised. What's going on? What's wrong with Gideon today, you know? So the job was, like, myself and Alan, we lead worship. We'll get all the demons going. And Easy was the one who will go and cast out the demons, right? That's kind of the routine that we've had, you know. We'll get all the demons start manifesting. We start worshiping. The demons start running. And then Easy will go, all right, Easy, go. So that night when I got on the stage, I was like, Jesus, 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 you know. Everyone was just the Lord Jesus. We're just exalting the name of Jesus, you know. And all of a sudden, you can see these demons started running all over the place, you know. And of course, you know, it was like a 6 feet stage high, you know. So we were on the stage and then Easy goes down. And all these people are like, they're sending everybody to Easy. And he's praying for them. And we're seeing such a mighty breakthrough. And the thing that really that struck me with that is there is that region that was in that region is there that demonic power that I was seeing a vision or a dream of was a principality, a power of darkness, you know. A lot of times when we pray, when we intercede, when we speak the word in our homes, in our families, in our loved ones, these forces work against us. We have to understand that it's not even about people. That's why Ephesians 6:12 says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That is, we wrestle not against people. It might come through people. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. So there's demonic realms that are in this region that we are dealing with. Sometimes you're like, you know, God, I'm praying. My answer is not coming in. You know, I'm praying for my children, you know, and my finances are not coming in. Sometimes what's happening is there's certain things happening in the realm of the spirit that you don't even understand and know, but that is what's keeping your blessing from. So that's what we have to deal with in our prayers. That's what we have to fight against, you know. We have to stand against those things because the Bible says we have the power. God has given us the power. It's not like we're not powerless. God has given us the power, but we have to exercise that power. The Bible says in Matthew 16:18, it says, you have the power to bind and to loose. Amen. Hallelujah. Matthew 16:18-19 says, you know, he said, Peter, on this rock I'll build my church. The gates of hell shall not prevail against us. And so whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you lose on earth is loosed in heaven. Hallelujah. So we have the power, each one of you, you have the power to bind and to loose. Okay, so when you're going through a situation, when you're going through life, you're seeing this enemy comes in, you see the works of darkness, you see those things, you know, you understand these are powers of evil, but you have the power to release your word, open your mouth and speak to that and say, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And I lose the blessing of God. I lose the provision of God. I lose the, you know, the anointing of God. I lose the people to come in. You just have to release that word of God. Amen. So whatever you are fighting against, the demonic powers that are there, we have the power to overcome those powers of the enemy. In both Matthew 16:19 and Matthew 18:18, he says, this is the key. God says that you have the keys of the kingdom. You can unlock and open anything you want, but we have to be willing to open our mouths and release the words that God has spoken over us. Amen. Hallelujah. Your words are so powerful. Yours are so important, what we speak, because the words that you speak has the power to give life and to take life, you know. So we have to be really keeping that in mind, you know. And one more thing, I just think it's so important in a day and age we're living in today. You know, it's not what we were 20 years back. The atmosphere all over this region, what's happening in this nation with different religions coming into Fort Bend County is shifted. You know, we have so much data that I can't openly say. But we do a lot of data analysis and see, you know, what's going on. So many things are happening in this region to take over this region. But we as God's people have to wake up and say, God, no, you're not going to take this region. We as God's people, this belongs to Jesus Christ. We're going to take America as a nation, and this greater Houston and Fort Bend County is going to be a place where God's glory is going to be revealed. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. So we got to say, God, this is my city. This is my region. And a lot of times, you know, say, oh, you know, I am itself having a hard time praying. You know, how can I do this? No, that is exactly what the enemy wants you to think. You have the power. You have the power in your weaknesses, you know. God says, you know, all you need is a mustard seed faith. I remember one time just going through some things in my life, and I thought, God, I don't have any faith, but I have a mustard. I can have just a mustard seed faith, you know, because I was going such a hard time, you know, in my life. In that time, my sister had passed away, but it was such a tough moment in my life. But I said, yes, I have a mustard seed faith. And that's what God's saying. If you have a seed, a mustard seed faith, you can speak to this mountain and it will be moved. Hallelujah. Amen. So it's important that we understand the context. You're not alone. That's what we need to understand. We are not alone. A lot of times we go through our church lives and we feel like we are all alone. That's why we have the body. That is why it's so important that we pray for each other. You know, sometimes we, you know, when we go through things personally in my personal life and we are, you know, certain assignments that God is giving us, I have people that are praying for us all the time. I have a team that's praying every day morning. For 20 years, they've been praying every single day, Monday through Friday. We have a team that's praying every single day, Monday through Friday. We started in 2006 when we started seeing kids being shot on campuses. The Lord said, start praying every single day. You know, what you do in the little place right here is going to affect this city. It'll affect this nation. So we started praying every day. So it's so important that you find people that you can pray with. Call the church or call the people that will be, that can pray with you. Don't face, you know, life all alone. I say this to a lot of young people. Don't face life. You're not meant to face your life all alone. You're meant to be facing with your brothers and sisters. You may not know what will they think. What will he, you know, no, don't worry about that. You know, you take it, you know, I know this house, you know. You can talk to leaders in this place where you can talk to them and say, you need prayer for this, and they will pray with you. Amen. So that's what is so important because, you know, it is relationships. You know, Doug always says relationships defines destiny, you know. And it's a powerful concept that in the Western world, we really don't understand to a different extent. Like, you know, in India, they, you know, they'll, you know, if I'm a son of a big police officer, no policeman will touch me. You know, because that's how it is. Hey, you know, my dad, he's the police officer, you know, like that. That's like a very, but here, they, you know, it doesn't really make a lot of sense here. But relationship defines destiny because you know the story of Ruth, right? You know, and Ruth, you know, Naomi was a widow. She had lost her husband. She had lost a son. And Ruth and Orpha, both the daughters, daughter-in-laws, they didn't have anything. I mean, she's like, you know, what am I going to do? She's saying, I'm going to go back to Bethlehem. And she says, okay, well, Orpha says, I'm going to go back to my own people, Moab. But Ruth says, no, I want to go with you. That's the relationship. She's like, you know, she doesn't feel like anything she's going to get from Naomi, but she still believes the God in which, you know, Naomi believed in. So she says, I'm going to follow you. Guess what? She becomes the great-great-grandmother of Jesus. Great-great-grandmother David, all the way in the lineage of Jesus Christ. So relationships are so powerful. And I think it's all of us that understand that we cannot face the days without God's people and having relationships, you know, prayer warriors around you. So just make sure you do that, all right? So just, you know, it's like a lot of things I'm sharing is, I believe it's not the first time you would have heard it. You've probably heard it before, but I just feel like, you know, to just kind of stir it up, you know, so that, you know, you will kind of refine that and review that, amen? The second thing I wanted to share about, you know, first thing we're talking about, we understand the realms of darkness that we're dealing with, things that we fight against, that we have to use our words. But we also have to understand those powers of darkness. I remember this story. I want to share this. This pastor friend of mine, this husband and wife, you know, they were going to divorce. So what they did was they called the pastor and said, hey, we're going to separate today. We have decided to divorce, go through divorce. And since you guys, you know, were the one who married us, I want you to come and just, you know, bless us as we divorce and leave our home, you know. So he said, just wait, I'm coming. So he just came. He came running, you know. And what he did was he came, and his wife was on one side. Husband was packing his stuff, you know. They were going to leave, you know. And he said, can we come? Can you guys come? We want to pray together. No, they didn't want to pray together, like, you know. So he just knelt down, and he started binding those powers of darkness. He said, this is a spirit that's coming against these guys. This is the demonic spirit that's coming against you. And he started binding the spirit and he's, you know, praying in tongues. I saw that message that Lena had a couple of weeks back. Was it tongues? It's like, you know, so it's powerful, guys. Powerful, powerful weapon, you know. And so we have to, everyone, you got to use it. This is a weapon that you will be able to fight the enemy, you know. The devil hates it, but this is exactly what is needed. But when you just keep, you know, this guy just kept praying, all of a sudden, this husband comes and kneels down. And he felt like, I bind that spirit of divorce. I bind you that you're working in this region. I rebuke you. I curse you in the name of Jesus. He just kept speaking that. A few minutes later, his wife also came next. And they reconciled that day. Amen. Hallelujah. And they're living together. Amen. So it is that power of darkness that we are raged against, that the enemy is coming against. You can go to Vegas. Guess what? You know, you might have never gambled. You feel like gambling, you know, because of what's happening in the atmosphere, you know. So it's really important we understand when you're facing things that the enemies, you know, that the powers of darkness, and we have to come against them. It's not about people. Amen. So just keep that in mind. Okay, the second thing I want to share, this is another scripture the Lord gave me. I believe it's for some of us here. It's found in Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. It says, the angel of the Lord spoke to the church of Laodicea and said, these things I say to you, faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you're neither cold nor hot. I wish you could be hot or cold. So because you're neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. You know, I believe, you know, when I'm saying that we're not hot nor cold, I believe that every one of us, we have to be in the spirit where God wants us to be, on fire for God. We ought to be on fire for God. We should not allow any situation or circumstance to drain us from that fire of God. It is so key, so important to do the work of the Lord, to stay in the fire of God. You know, people, we can do all the motions, we can do everything, but if we are not grounded and in the fire of the Holy Ghost, you know, we'll be pulled away. You know, we will be losing, losing the edge that we have over the enemy. Amen. Because for us to fulfill our destiny, for us to fulfill where God wants us to go, we need to be in the fire of God. You know, many, many years back, you know, when I first came to move to Houston, I wanted to make money. That's all I was like, okay, I want to make money. I don't want to do anything with ministry. You know, my background, my grandfather was in ministry. My dad and mom, full-time ministry. And I was like, I don't want to do any ministry. I'll send you guys money, you know. And that's all I told her, you know. So, you know, I was so set on, you know, doing this software and everything, which I still do. But my heart was just, that's it, you know. But one night, you know, Sarah had gone. My wife, Sarah, she was a Lutheran minister. She had gone to finish her last 3 months of her education in MDiv. And those 3 months, I was by myself apartment in Westheimer. One night, I was just playing my guitar. All of a sudden, almost like a literal wind kind of blew into that room. And I could feel suddenly something changed, and I fell to the floor. And I fell on the floor, and I started flapping like a fish, like out of water. I was like, I don't know what's happening to me. I'm like, everything, I was just like going crazy. And I thought, oh my God, some demon has attacked me. That's what I thought. Because I've seen this in India all the time, right? My dad and all there in the deliverance. So I said, a demon has attacked me. I hear this voice. You were worshiping me. How can a demon attack you? I was like, what? Is this God? Really? Why am I like going like crazy? And he said, you know, you want to control your life. You give up your control to me and I'll take over your life. I was like, wow, how can this be? You know, I spoke in tongues when I was 5 years old. Okay. So it's like, you know, so I was like, you know, Paul says, you know, you've been a Jew all day. Like, you know, I've been this whole thing, you know, all of my life was radically changed. My wife came 3 months later, and I've been, you know, I would do like a little bit of, you know, worship, but I was never like too much into it. Like, you know, I got scared, you know, if you got too close, you might slip and fall, you know, you know. So I was like, you know, being a little bit careful, but man, that time just my life was wrecked. Those 3 months, it was like the presence of God, the power of God. I could never believe that was so powerful and it was so awesome. It's like you can go for hours and you just feel like it's just few minutes, few seconds, the glory and the presence of God. I started just hungering after that. God, I need that. Every day I need that. Oh God, I need the glory. I need the presence of God. The hunger of God started being birthed inside of me, you know. And that's that fire that each one of us, you know, because sometimes when we go through trials, when we go through situations, we go through circumstances, we go through ministry, your life, it just wearies you. You know, but we have to keep our edge, amen? So today I want to encourage every one of you, know, that we got to be in that fire of God. Only that fire will keep us, you know, as holy and pure, and we're able to go forward, amen? And if you say, yes, I need the fire of God, we're going to pray for you today, hallelujah, amen? That you will see the fire of God. My wife came that week, 3 months later, she said, what happened to you? I would go to restaurants and I'll start prophesying to these people. I'll hold their hands and I'll telling them, she's like, whoa, something happened to my husband, amen? Hallelujah, you know, my family, everybody was shocked. You know, I said, I will never even come to India. I said, I'd never go to India. I said, you know, you know, I started taking mission trips to India. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, so it's like, you know, I love to go to India. I love to go to Africa. Just see the, you know, the raw power of God. You can see the raw power of God just, you know, being activated. So I want to encourage every one of you. Be hot for the Lord. Amen. Be hot for the Lord. You know, we cannot give anything room, because that's going to help us to the future. That's going to take you to your destiny and your purpose. Whatever it is, that's going to take you to the place where God has called you to be. Amen. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. We want to be heart for Jesus. Amen. So it comes out of you automatically. You know, when I go through the driveway, when I go through buying food or anything, it just comes out. My son, sometimes he'd be like, Dad, you didn't talk to that lady. Oh, I didn't even notice that. You know, but it's just natural for me, just because the fire of God is inside of me. Amen. Look, you know, people, God, Cammy was saying, God has saved us. And the only thing we can do is we come to church on Sunday. That's all. That's all. Okay. I came to church. I've done my duty. No, that's, if God saved you from hell, God saved you from your wickedness, and you should have died You should have died, but God saved you, gave you a life, and all you can do is just come to his church on Sunday. Is that it? You know, is that why God saved you? No. God saved you for much more greater things, You will reach people that no one else can reach. Maybe that's what you need to do. Bring them to church. Draw them here. Say, hey, you can lay hands on them wherever they are. And a lot of times we look at our own righteousness and say, I don't feel qualified. No. You don't need to be. Your righteousness of Jesus Christ qualifies you. It qualifies you. You don't have to be experienced. No. You can get up and, when God touched me, I was a generational Christian, filled in the Holy Ghost. Yeah, but I was still powerless till the Holy Ghost touched me that night, All of a sudden, my entire life was changed. I can just tell you stories after stories, but God's power started manifesting through my life. I would just lead worship exactly same place where I used to lead worship before. The same people, but this happened. All of a sudden, this power of God hit me. And after that, like a few months later, they asked me to lead worship again. I started leading worship. Suddenly, somebody's screaming in the middle. I was with my eyes closed. I'm like, why are these people screaming? And then another lady is screaming. And then I opened my eyes. They're like manifesting. The tongues are coming out. This is right here in Greater Houston, So I was like, what happened? It was the fire of God that came upon my life. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's just like that hunger for God, that, thirst for God that will keep us motivated. I just remember this guy. One whole night I was praying for this man. He had left, he had a hard life, he left his family. But the Lord is saying, pray for him. So this was in our old place in Stafford. I was praying all night. I hadn't seen him in like 2-3 years. He had left, he used to go to our church, then he left. But I was just praying that night. I called him at 6 o'clock in the morning. I said, call him. I called him at 6 o'clock in the morning. And then he did not pick up the phone. Then he texts me right away. He says, you know what? Thank you, Gideon. It was good knowing you. I won't be long in this earth anymore. He was a young guy, And I said, but my life is done. And I was like, no. I said, the Lord kept me praying all night long. I haven't spoken to you for over 2 years, But the Lord kept me praying all night long for you. I said, God loves you and you're going to come back. God's going to, And so God really restored this man, came back, But then, suddenly he's like, I was asking him, hey, I need you to come. We need to go early to this place for church. It's like Sunday morning stuff, He says, oh, I'm tired. I worked real hard yesterday late. I cannot come to church today. I was like, man, God, you should have died. Like 2 years back, you should have died. But God saved you, gave you a new life. And all you can't even come to church, So it's like so important that what we do is we take the works of God for granted. God saved us. We have to understand God gave a life to us. He gave us a hope. He gave us a future. What are we doing for God? What are you doing for God? What are you doing in your workplace? Maybe not something big, but you can just touch the life of somebody next to you. That's what God wants. He wants to use you to touch the life of somebody next to you. Amen. That's what God wants. So you be a voice, you be a hands and his feet wherever you are. Amen. So today, you need the fire of God, each one of us. And the last thing I want to share is that is found in, let me say this one. This is found in Exodus chapter 30, verse 34. But before that, one more thing I was thinking, that I was talking about this, when Easy came and, we were all in the city, Trichy, where he was casting out the demons. We'll be on the stage. Alan and I will be up there. And, Easy is like, all these people will be falling, all kinds of crazy things happen. But this, in that one city, that night when I had the dream, this one lady, Easy is right in the front, okay? Like, we are right on stage. This lady, and he's like putting his hands on her. And she's like, she's looking down and saying, hey, she's pointing her hand at me. And I'm like, hey, you demon, you're trying to Easy's like holding her down. And Easy's a big guy, right? He's like holding her down. This woman is like coming on the side and is looking at me and she's like waving her hand at me. It's like she's going to like get me or something like that. I was like, wow. I said, oh, then the Lord said, the demon that you saw that power that you saw in the dream, that's that power right there. I said, send that woman up here, you know. So that day, that lady got delivered, you know. 3 days, actually. She came 3 nights. The third night is when she got delivered. And it was funny. It did not go to anybody else, you know. Every time it will come to me. It's like, you know. So the Lord showed me that there's a strong man. There's a principle of a strong man. You know, this is very found in Matthew chapter 12, verse 29. Let me read that. How can we enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless we first bind the strong man? And then he can plunder his house. So there is a certain principles that, you know, the demonic powers, there's a strongman principle. There was a book written by this guy that said, you know, needless casualties of war. When I read that book, I was so mad. I was so angry. It was such a Western concept. It does not happen in India. We start with the powers of darkness. That's where the victory needs to be taken. We start, I was like, what? So I put together a series kind of needless casualties of not warring. The thing is, we are not warring. That's why we're not taking possession. The thing is, God told Joshua, go possess the land. But guess what? He had to fight for his destiny. He had to fight for inheritance. You know, sometimes what God does is, God gives us land, but we have to fight for that inheritance. There's an inheritance for you, but we have to fight for our destiny. We have to fight for our land. We got to take that land. Hallelujah. And I saw a vision when I'm praying for here. I saw a huge building with big columns. And God said, pray for Epicenter. You will have your own place in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We declare that, you know, whatever that vision was down, I say, we revive that vision in the name of Jesus. You need your own place in Jesus' name. So we have to understand there's a strong man that is stopping your progress. But we have to fight that enemy, and we have to fight the strong man in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. When I was so grieved by that book, you know, he gave us the right scriptures, but it was like, you know, just kind of upside down. It's a completely Western concept. But you know, guys, you guys know, in this region, there are 156 languages spoken in Fort Bend County. 156, the most diverse county in the whole of America. The most diverse county in the whole of America is in this town. Guess what? People are coming from every nation. We have to have the power to deal with the demons they're bringing. We have to have the power to deal with their gods and lose them to bring them into the church of God. To lose them to bring them into the kingdom of God. Amen. So we have to deal with that strongman principle. Amen. And what happens is, it's so powerful when we come as a corporate body, you know, as a body. You know, even me coming, you know, we have our own church, right? So it is so powerful when two churches come together. It's another level of power. It's another level of authority. You know, so that's why we all work hard. You know, so many days, I've seen just me and Easy have a breakfast for the pastor's group. Nobody will be there, you know. We'll have pastor's breakfast, but nobody will show up. But Easy will show up. You know, I always text Easy, like, Easy, are you going to be there? So he'll always show up. And I've had just me and, you know, Easy just having pastor's breakfast. But today we have like 30, 40 pastors every month. So it's awesome, amen. So there's power in that, you know, that we have to come together as God's people, amen. So the last one I want to share, and I'll close with this one. Wow, we are going really late. Okay, all right. Okay, thank you for staying. All right, okay. All right, so the last one is found in Exodus chapter 30, verse 34. You know, and this one, it talks about Moses. And actually, today is June 7th when Easy, Lena called me. He wanted to come in May, but I was not here in town that day. But I said, the next time is June 7th. This is my sister's birthday. You know, my sister passed away in 2013, you know. And actually, Easy and Faith had this connection. I don't know. It was like she was, there was, the day before Faith passed away, Easy came and was there, you know. And he was making jokes and, you know, she couldn't speak, but she was just so bright and just smiling. He said, you're going to get up, girl. You know, her name is Faith. And, you know, Easy is just Faith, you know. Easy, another word for her, Easy would be Faith, you know. So it was like, you know, he was speaking into her life, you know. So I felt very strategic that God, you know, I'm here on June 7th, you know. And I want to share this one. It says, Exodus chapter 30, verse 34, and the Lord said to Moses, take sweet spices, stacte, onycha, and galbanum, and pure frankincense with these sweet spices. There shall be equal amounts of each. You shall make of these an incense, a compound, according to the part of the perfume, salted, pure, and holy. And you shall beat some of it very fine, and put some of it before the testimony of the tabernacle of meeting, where I will meet with you. It shall be most holy to you. But as the incense which you shall not make any of yourself according to its composition. It shall be holy for the Lord. Whoever makes any like of it, smell it, he shall be cut off from his people. So these three different spices that he talks about, stacte, onycha, and galbanum, is very unique in that sense. These three, he takes, says, you take these three, and then you mix it with frankincense, and then that's what you put in the altar of incense. So incense is the worship, right? You know, incense is worship. So this is where just the Holy of Holies, just before you get to the Holy of Holies, there is this altar. And that's where in the Holy of, you know, you have the three sections, right? All, you know, outer court, inner court, and the Holy of Holies. And in the Holy of Holies, there's the big screen. And right before that is this incense. And so they put that incense. And as he lifts up the, you know, the screen, the incense goes in, and that's what God smells. Is that he, when he will smell it, and he will feel, you know, that he can speak to you, you know, and the Holy of Holies. That's what this is, talks about worship. Incense talks about worship. And so if you look at stacte and onycha and galbanum, it's our failures, our hurts, our pains, our wounds. You know, let me read what stacte is. It says, many Bible teachers believe that it points to the suffering and the death and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, because it's really a purest form of myrrh. You know, you remember the story when Jesus was born, you know, he gave them frankincense, myrrh, and gold, right? So is that myrrh, is that suffering. That's what stacte, you know, in the purest form of stacte is actually myrrh, which points to the suffering. And then the onycha is like what is done is, it's taken from a shell where the shell is broken. It's found in the Red Sea, I believe. And it's found in the Red Sea and says, you take it and you burn it and you break it. And then it comes this beautiful smell or beautiful, you know, ointment, you know, that they can mix it with frankincense. Galbanum as well is a raisin. It is contained from a certain plant in the carrot family. This plant is cut and the gum-like raisin oozes out and hardens. And this is connected with the frankincense. Frankincense, as you know, is the priestly minister of Jesus Christ. Frankincense is like, you know, that's why we know it talks about Jesus and the high priest, that he, you know, intercedes for us. He suffered for us on the cross of Calvary. And so our worship that we do here, our worship that we do is so unique and so powerful and so pure. Your worship is different from the one next to the person next to you. Every person's worship is so different because our voices are so unique. Just like your thumbprint is unique, your voice is so unique. So when you worship the Lord, and if there's a unique worship that you can give to God that no one else can give. So it's so powerful that we do that. And here, he says, you know what? You need to take your pain, your suffering, your hardness, whatever the things that you're beaten down. You know, something I was thinking about my sister, a friend of mine, you know, his name is Lijo. He shared this about my, when I was talking about, thinking about my sister. He said, you know, those things, God, getting you have to give it to God. I don't know. I don't have the answer for it. She was 40 years old. You know, she had an incredible ministry. You know, she has children. She raised up children that have named their children Faith. In honor of my sister. I mean, I'm much older. I'm like, I don't have anybody naming their children. I'm just saying, it's like, wow, what an incredible impact she had. You know, people say Gideon is a prayer warrior. Oh, you should say my sister. That's what I said. Oh, she will always be there because, man, we need her for the revival. But when she was gone, it was so shocking. I didn't want to even acknowledge it. It took me so long to, because I just felt like, no, we, and I remember, you know, walking in the room one day, like in a spirit of death. And I said, I rebuke you, spirit of death, you will not touch my sister. And I was like, you know, I would not leave her room. She was like, Gideon, stay here. The whole 12 days she was in the hospital. I was there the whole time, you know. And I was thinking, wow, why, what, you know, all the questions that we have. And God wants us to just give it into his hands. That's that worship that comes out of our pain, our suffering, and the wounds that we don't have answers for. You know, we all go through life. We all go through pain. We all go through things in our life that wounds us. You know, so when we take that and say, God, I'm going to give it to you, Lord, you know, and that worship that comes out of that is so pure and holy, he says, you know. And that's where God speaks to us. And our worship is so powerful. And worship is so unique. And your worship with your pain, your hurt, no one else has been hurt like you. You know, they can come and tell you, you know, we want to be with you in your hurt. But your pain is so unique to you. And so you take that pain and you take that hurt and you give it to God and said, and you mix it with frankincense, with the priestly minister of Jesus Christ. Amen. So can we just stand up, guys? I'm going to close with that one. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Even as we just, I just want just people to just, if you, certainly I'm going to ask and I'm going to just raise your hand and then I'll pray for you. You know, the first things I want to ask is like, okay, people that say that you're fighting, you know that you're fighting some things, you know, and you don't have the answer for it. Sometimes, you know, you're looking and you're lucky, looking to see what is this you're fighting. Sometimes we don't even know what you're fighting for. You know, that is sometimes the hidden powers of darkness. So today corporately, we're going to come together and we're going to agree for every powers of darkness that is holding you back, holding you from your destiny. Not being the head, but being the tail. You know, those are things that the enemy is kind of keeps us down. So I want to pray for that. So if you are in that position, I want you to raise your hand. I want to just pray together, agree together, so that whatever is holding you back, that demonic powers, works of evil, demonic strongholds, be broken today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just raise your hand and we're going to agree with you. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord. I thank you for everyone, Father God, here that's raising the hand in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray in the mighty name, according to your word of God, your word says, whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we lose on earth is loosed in heaven. Lord, we thank you right now. We bind every demonic works of darkness coming against these people in the mighty name of Jesus right now. We break the power of Satan. Let go, let go, let go, let go, Satan. We come as a corporate body right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, release your mighty warring angels. Release your mighty warring angels right now. Break every chain. Break every chain holding back our people in the name of Jesus. You will be the head and not the tail. You will be above only and not beneath in the name of Jesus. We break every chain. We bind the strong man in the name of Jesus. Everything that's slowing up progress, everything that's slowing up progress, we bind the strong man in the mighty name of Jesus right now. Every sickness, we break your power in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Shokola braba kotole broko shatara baba. Rabba Shakalaba, we thank you, Father God. Lord, let there be a change today, 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 today. Today we rebuke you, Satan. Let go, never come back. In the name of Jesus right now, Mashatalaba. Oh, Rabba, we plead the blood of the Lamb. We seal you with the blood of the Lamb. We seal you with the blood of the Lamb. Your home, your family, people that are praying for our children. Shika Rabba. Is there someone that was praying for Dustin? Dustin. I keep hearing the word Dustin. You know, if your children or someone is Dustin, the Lord is touching. Rakile Brasoma Rekala Broku Shika Talaba. Lord, we touch Dustin. Touch everyone, Father. They're praying for the children. Right now, the grandchildren they're praying for. Mighty God, we seal them, seal them, seal them in the blood of the Lamb. We seal every young person here in the blood of the Lamb of God. They'll walk pure and holy. They'll be a mighty witness for you, God. This is the army. The Lord is raising up an army. He's raising up an army in this episode in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to pray for people that say, you know, I need the fire of God. The fire of God that will just be continue to burn within me. Amen. Hallelujah. It comes up with a, you know, daily asking the Lord. You know, I 25 years back, I told the Lord, you know, when God touched me, He woke. He said, "I want you to wake up at 4 o'clock." All this 25 years, you know, it's like clockwork. You know, just God. I mean, sometimes I go to bed at 11 o'clock. You know, 4 o'clock, I'm wide awake. You know, it's like, you know, it was just a simple obedience. It's not my own. You know, I'd love to sleep in, but it's not me. It's the Holy Spirit. So today, I want you to just, you know, acknowledge the Lord and say, "God, help me." And you just make a commitment to the Lord. The Lord will help you. Father, we pray for everyone. Just lift up your hand. Father, we thank you. Lord, everyone that needs the fire of God. Lord, we humble ourselves, Lord. We know that we can do nothing by ourselves, oh Father. Lord, I speak the fire of God upon everyone, God. Every one of us here that's hungry, that's lifting your hands. Lord, I pray the fire of God, just like you touched me with the fire of God, Lord. I thank you that unquenchable fire of God. Luke 12:49 says, I've come to send fire on the earth. Jesus said, I've come to send fire on the earth. Lord, we release the fire of God in the epicenter. We release the fire of God upon everyone here. We lose the fire of the Holy Ghost like it came down in the upper room. Lord, the fire of the Holy Ghost, show God. Shekala brababa. Fill them up by everyone, oh God. Everyone, God, that's lifting up the hands. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost fire fall upon every one of them, oh God. Shotoko raba. Rebo shokola braba. Shandu raba. Thank you, God, to be a mighty witness for you, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you. We honor you. Thank you, Father God. Finally, I just want to pray for people that are just, you know, that worship and pain and hurt. I just want you to just give it into God's hands today. Whatever it might be. Hallelujah. Father, we just, you know, just ask the Lord, you know, and sometimes, you know, forgiveness is a hard thing, you know, forgiving. Sometimes forgiving yourself is harder than forgiving other people. Forgiving yourself. I made a mess, you know, forgive yourself. So today, Father, I pray for everyone. Just lift up your hand if you're going through that and say, yes, we want to give it up into His hands today. Father God, there are things that we don't have the answers for. The things that we've been praying for that we don't see it yet. But Father, today, God, we come into your presence, God. And just like it said in Exodus chapter 30, Father, that we give our hurt, our pain, our wounds, the wounds that we had through people or through situation, circumstance, Lord, we give it into your hands, Father. Let it be sweet worship to you, Father. We humble ourselves, Father God. We give it up to your hands. Have mercy, Father God. Come with your spirit, with your presence, and heal us, O God. We don't want to hold on to it. We don't want to hold on to it. We don't want to hold on to the pain. We don't want to hold on to the wounds. We don't want to hold on to those disappointments. Father, today we just give it into your hands, O Father. Thank you, Father. Have mercy on us, O God. We bless your name, Father God. We thank you for healing us, restoring us, so we can heal this region. We can heal this nation. Thank you for healing us so we can heal other people, God. Thank you for restoring us that we can bring restoration to other people, oh God. Thank you for touching us that we can touch other people, oh God. We humble ourselves, oh Father God. We honor you. We exalt you, Father God. Hallelujah. Father, I just bless this house. I thank you, Father, the ministry team. I pray for strength for Lena, Father God. Supernatural strength. You said you will run and not be weary. You will walk and not grow faint, oh God. Oh, we declare that, Father God, even the young people can be weary, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. We speak that over Lena, Father God. She'll be strong, and the team, the leadership team, Father God. Father God, we speak Bert and all these people, Lord. We speak the strength of Almighty God to see what we have sowed into this region, God, to see with our eyes, to see the harvest that we've been sowed into, Father God, years and years of money and soil and tears, God. We thank you, Lord. I pray for the leadership. I pray your anointing rest upon them. I pray for the spirit of oneness and unity. Thank you for bringing John back. We cover this place in the blood of the Lamb of God. We thank you for open doors, open doors. We thank you for young people being saved. We pray for Daniel. Father God, we thank you for the mighty signs and wonders. I speak mighty signs and wonders. I declare mighty signs. And where the team goes on the streets, we declare mighty signs and wonders. The devil will be defeated. Father, we thank you. Demons will be cast out. People will be set free, delivered on the streets of Greater Houston because the anointing is flowing through your people, O God. I bless this house, O God. I speak the anointing to flow through the worship team, to the worship team and to the music team. And Father God, even for the ministry team, in the mighty name of Jesus right now. My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations, dear God. Oh, let your in the house be house of prayer for all nations. The nations will come to this house. Nations will come to this house, oh Father God. We honor you, Lord. We exalt you. We give you all the glory, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Shikara Baba. I just want to just pray with one more. Can I ask this young man, can you come here, brother? Shikara Baba. What is your name? Kulu. Father, can you stretch your hand towards him? Father, we pray for him. Shata Librokosa Nema Shakalaba. Randa Redebo Satka Libroko Shandala. Today is an appointed day for you. It's an appointed day for you. Father, we thank you. We seal you, Kulu, in the covering of the blood of the Lamb of God. Father God, we call him as a mighty man of God. I call you as a mighty man of God, like a Gideon, like a Samson. Ma re soto koka, lebra zombra zedebo shakalaba, raba ne mandurabo. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Lord, we just bless him in the name of Jesus. We seal you in the covering of the blood of the Lamb of God as a mighty man of God, like a Samson, like a Gideon. We anoint and loose your power upon him, O God. Shakalaba, nothing will hold you back. Oh, we cut off every wicked plan of Satan. We cut it off today. Every wicked plan of Satan. We cut off, cut it off in Jesus' name. Masatalaba. Oh, all things have become new. Behold, I make all things new, said I. Speak newness in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless him, Father God. I bless him in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Some people walk in and get the blessing, you know. Amen. Hallelujah. That's you. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Father God. We give you the glory. We just praise you for the anointing that's in this house of God. We thank you for mighty miracles, Lord. I keep hearing miracles, signs and wonders. Lord, miracles. Everyone, just lift your hands, guys. God wants to use us, oh God. There's a end-time harvest. It's not going to be, you know, it's going to be not a few people. It's every one of us. He wants to raise up everyone. Just get trained. Get in the feet of God. Get right
here, be in this place so we can be training. We can be trained and set you loose to go and touch this region. Lord, we loose the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Oh, mighty signs and wonders. Loose mighty signs and wonders. Let people hear. Let them watch on TV. Oh, there's a miracle happening. The miracle's happening. Oh, people are being raised up, oh God. Shoto kababa. We bless you, Father God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Children, oh Lord, I'm here, children. You know, this house prayed for us to have children. The people that need children, God, we just bless children, spiritual and physical, God. It's people that need to have children, we just bless them. Father God, what you've done even through this house in our lives. Father God, when Isaac was dedicated, we had Easy and Lena, the dedication, praying for Isaac. Father, we thank you, Father God. I remember Cammie, everybody praying for our son. Amen. Father, we thank you. We bless you, Father. We honor you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.